Hello, lovely people. We made it to Friday. The weekend is upon us. Anyone have some big plans this weekend? Message me at Koi Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and Twitter, and TikTok. I'd love to hear about it. We have a packed show today. The best 10 minutes in news. Let's get to it. We're going to switch things up today a bit, though. Pop quiz, hot shot. Which of these cities will host the 2024 Summer Olympics? Paris, France, Milan, Italy, Los Angeles, California, or Brisbane, Australia? All of these are future Olympic sites, but the next Summer Games will be in Paris. They are less than a year away, the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games, and just as the world's best athletes are ramping up their training, Parisians are having to ramp up their preparations to welcome millions of people from all over the world. Let's break the upcoming games down by the numbers. Paris has 10 million tickets available for the Olympics. There are 329 medal events in 32 different sports across 18 days of competition. Paris Tourism says there will be more than 250,000 rooms available during the games for accommodations, and they're predicting that up to 15.9 million people could visit the region next summer. But Paris is over 2,000 years old, so that city has some really old bones. It's an added challenge, not just regarding infrastructure, but also the transportation system. CNN's Jim Bitterman has more.
With less than a year to go before Paris hosts the next Paralympics, officials have been showing off how much work has been done, with President Emmanuel Macron having promised 1.5 billion euros to assure the accessibility of the competition to athletes, visitors, and tourists. But accessible is a word scoffed at by some disabled, like Franck Mai. Go for a tour with Mai, a Paralympic medal winner himself, on Paris's most accessible public transport systems, and you see the problems which face the 350,000 disabled visitors expected to attend next year's games. When Mai comes into the city, for instance, he uses a renovated train line equipped with elevators, making it accessible, but he points out, not accessible without help. And while there are elevators, they're sometimes hard to find or not functioning, as a disabled British visitor found out.
All of the lifts were broken, every single one.
And if the most modern subway line has problems, the 13 other older lines of the famous Paris Metro are simply impossible for disabled users. While the metro system is no doubt the most efficient way to get around Paris, it was built more than 100 years ago, and most of the stations are like this one, not accessible to anyone who can't go up and down stairs. The metro system is gradually making improvements. Officials don't believe that more than 14% of it will be wheelchair accessible by 2024 in the Olympic Games. Just by comparison, Tokyo's system was 90% accessible for the last Olympic Games. Even the mayor of Paris admits there are problems.
The metro, which is very ancient, cannot be made totally accessible.
But the mayor quickly pivots to the brand new tramways, built at ground level, which shouldn't be a problem for those in wheelchairs. And she points out the buses, which are being renovated and equipped with ramps. But the disabled, who actually use the buses, say it's not that simple.
Because, for example, sometimes the extendable ramp doesn't work or the drivers don't know how to use them.
While the mobility issue remains a priority, there are others. Housing, for instance. The tens of thousands of hotel rooms and short-term apartment rentals in the city's historic buildings, only a tiny fraction are fully usable by people in wheelchairs. And there is the further question of access to the bars, the bathrooms, and small businesses that are a part of the Paris scene. Despite the challenges, Mai is still a big supporter of next year's games.
What I say to people is, come to see Paris. That's clear, no? But don't be surprised that Paris is not more accessible, that it's not the best of the best, because there's still so much work to be done.
Mai and other disability rights activists were hoping the games could transform not just infrastructure, but also attitudes toward the disabled. Yet, with less than a year to go before the games, they say, that looks increasingly doubtful. Jim Bitterman, CNN, Paris.
Look out, a record-breaking moment in sports, the biggest crowd ever at a women's sporting event in the entire world. On Wednesday, women's volleyball in Lincoln, Nebraska, a whopping 92,003 fans filled Memorial Stadium at the University of Nebraska's campus. Fans filing in to watch the five-time NCAA champs as they took on and beat Omaha 3-0. And when the attendance record was announced over the loudspeakers, crowd went wild. The previous world record for most fans at a women's sporting event was set April of 2022, when 91,000 soccer fans in Barcelona, Spain, for the Barcelona versus Wolfsburg match. Congrats to all the fans and to Nebraska women's volleyball. Go Cornhuskers! Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is Dynamite T-Rexcellent, a Jurassic classic. Every year, Emerald Downs Racetrack in Auburn, Washington has a 14 and under T-Rex race where the winners wear T-Rex costumes. But the standout this year was not the winner. It was the 4-year-old Best Friends who came in last. Our Jeannie Mose has more.
Move over, thoroughbred racehorses.
And they're off in the kids' T-Rex race.
Here at Emerald Downs in Washington State, the first to go down was the blue dinosaur. And the leader lost his shoe, a croc no less. But that didn't stop the one-shoe teenage T-Rex from winning. Competitors had to be 14 and under. Long past when the rest of the contestants had crossed the finish line, the fight for next to last place featured these two stragglers.
Was it hard to run in the suit?
Yeah, it's hard.
How hard?
I'm like super hard.
Super hard?
Yeah.
I have fun.
Alex Schooley and Sydney Petrie are best friends. Sydney is the daughter of the racetrack's marketing director. The 2 4-year-olds rocked their warm-up and then held hands as the race got underway.
To watch those two little T-Rexes start to waddle, they were trying to run, but it was more of a waddle.
Sydney kept chewing on a toy T-Rex.
We gotta do the interview first. We gotta do the interview.
Their 100-yard dash was immortalized.
Or we're about to frame it.
Careful, Alex.
The two stragglers finally crossed the finish line. Alex just a few feet ahead of Sydney.
Definitely an amazing best friend moment.
And don't you dare bring up losing. That word is extinct in Sydney the T-Rex's lexicon.
First thing she said to me when she crossed the finish line was, "Dad, we won. We won."
Jeannie Mose, CNN, New York.
Tiny arms, big dreams, and an awesome attitude. Our special shout out today is going to Western Hills University High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. Rise up. Let's take great energy, good vibes, and lots of love into this weekend. No episode Monday because of the Labor Day holiday, so I'll see you on Tuesday. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.